Thanks be to God for all of the amazing music of this congregation that comes from so many different dimensions. Through this Eastertide, we have been concentrating on the ways in which the church is called to move out into the world and answering that call. And today, the community gathers, as we do faithfully each Sunday, the community in Acts gathered too for the Jewish celebration of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, celebrating the giving of the law, the 50th day after Easter. The people gathered at the crossroads in Jerusalem with many different cultures and experiences. And as we too gather this day from many different cultures and experiences, let us join together in a time of prayer. Pour forth your Spirit, O God, as we encounter anew this story, that the words I speak may be a testimony to your power and activity in the world, and the meditations of all our hearts may draw us ever closer in your Spirit and grace, for you are our rock and our Redeemer, now and always. Amen. There is nothing quite like studying the story of Pentecost with the English Learners Fellowship meeting this last Friday to realize just how strange this story is. Really, really strange. In fact, so strange that as I started to type the next thoughts for this sermon that my fingers were on the wrong part of the keyboard and typed some really odd thing. Really, really odd. But the thought that I wanted to bring across here is that divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Each time we read the stories of the Christian year on these high holidays and different celebrations of the Christian year, we see new things. And this time, this phrase jumped right out of Luke's words. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. The adjectives and of this story grab us. Violent wind, those who gathered being bewildered, amazed, astonished, amazed, perplexed. Who could believe this story, these happenings? And how can God be so at work in a chaos of so much happening at one time? I must admit that when it comes to God speaking, I prefer much more the story of Elijah in the cave, where we read in 1 Kings, the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord," after Elijah has done battle with those prophets of Baal. "For look, the Lord is ready to pass by." And at that time, a very powerful wind went before the Lord, digging into the mountain and causing landslides, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the windstorm, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a soft whisper. God should come after the chaos, right? After the chaos, when we have time to stop and reflect, to ponder. Surely not in the midst of the chaos. But what do we do in a world where the chaos seems to come and come and come? I find it very heartening to hear this story of Pentecost, to read it with new eyes, that here, in the midst of chaos, God speaks, the people hear and understand. So often, God does God's best work in times of chaos. In the tumult of worlds turned upside down, relationships broken, fears released, God somehow has a way to release and unleash new and deepening understandings, to help people break free from chains that bind them, to make moves that they may have never had the courage to make before. God works, as God does in this story, to strike down the barriers that stand in the way of people being in community with one another. And there's a paradox somehow in this chaotic work. Somehow, God sows, even in the midst of this chaos, seeds of order in the unfathomable promise that can come out of the darkest and deepest places of life, even death, to see something of beauty, even in the midst of pain. From the words of our text, in their own languages, they hear speaking about God's deeds of power. Last Friday at ELF was our last Friday with Mayura, who has been coming to ELF with her daughter Sora for 2 years, and Sora is only 3 now. She is returning back to Japan for the birth of their second child after her husband studies here. And at the same time that we met with them in studying this text, I also had a conversation earlier in this week with a couple from our church about this text. Both of them, very different context, talked about the connection of this story with the story of the Tower of Babel. The story where human language became confused and fractured, with barriers between people erected to form divisions and pull them away from relationship with one another as each strove to be best, to build higher and higher, to be gods, themselves and ourselves. It was Mayura who pointed out on Friday morning, in some wonder at the connection, that this story of Pentecost is really the opposite of that story, where everyone suddenly understands one another. They are together praying, and all of them encountering the chaos of their days, and suddenly they hear in their own languages. They hear speaking about God's deeds of power. As I envisioned this service here for today, I was tempted to take the order of the worship service and just throw it in a whole different way together, but I decided that would be just way too crazy. I was tempted to create a chaotic worship service in which to invite the Spirit to come in new ways here, but I realized that our order of the service speaks in ways that invite us to hear those different voices already. And so instead, I chose to graft and bring in together as many different experiences of the rich power of music of this church to be together, to touch in us the places where we need to hear God speak in this day. Last May, before Pentecost, I preached on a text that precedes this in Acts 1, the disciples and followers of Jesus regrouping and trying to figure out what is next to live out the call of Jesus, about the promise that he gives to them. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is Jesus' promise to us and to his people, realized at Pentecost. And at that prophecy that he brings, Jesus is lifted up and gone to heaven. But this isn't the end of the story of Acts 1. The disciples remain faithful. They pray. They prayerfully discern and choose a new disciple to replace Judas, and they continue to worship. They expect Jesus to come again to them in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so today, we too are gathered in one place, in worship together, and the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. Friends, do not be afraid to speak of God's deeds of power in your own languages. Continue to expect the Spirit to come even in the midst of chaos, perhaps even particularly so. Speak forth about those deeds of God's power at work. Last week, Pastor Medhad and I had an email from the world religions teacher at Moses Brown School. She asked if she could bring her class studying Christianity to talk with one of us about what Christianity is all about in 30 minutes, and to make sure that we would allow time for questions as well. She had heard great things from the students that she had referred to here in past to talk with us about what it is that happens in a Presbyterian worship service, and had come to experience our worship over the years, and she wanted to see it for herself. And so they came on Monday afternoon, and I talked with them in the context of thinking about this sermon. What are God's deeds of power that define this promise and call that Jesus gives to his disciples and to us as we step out in faith in times of chaos? We are here today because we have experienced God's deeds of power, and we seek them still, as well as to give testimony and to speak. Remember them. Reach for them. Expect the Spirit to come. Look for it even in the most unexpected of places, even in chaos, for that Spirit frees us to life and unity with God and with one another. The Spirit is with us, in us, in this time. This is, my friends, the power of Pentecost, where in the speaking and the hearing we are united to understand in ways we can scarcely ever imagine, in ways we are drawn together by God's grace alone. May it be so, this day and forevermore, through the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen.